The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Judas, not the Iscariot, said to him, "Master, then what happened that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I don't know if you catch this, but whenever we have a reading from John's Gospel, I read it about twice as slow as any other gospel. I just find that I trip over these words here. It doesn't seem to flow terribly naturally. And yet, I think it's also suited to be read slower than the other gospel narratives because of the penetrating depth that is, I don't know if I'd say revealed by his words, perhaps is alluded to by his words or is participating in, right? So John is giving us these reflections that are from the very depths of his heart, and he's also able to get to the bottom of Jesus's heart as well. So it's something that requires perhaps a little more thoughtful meditation in the pages of John. Doesn't read quite like the same narrative, although it is the same story, but seen from John's perspective. Maybe I'm just tripping over the depth of John's love for Jesus. And that's a fine thing this morning as we hear Jesus start to give his farewell discourse here and talk about love and the nature of Jesus' relationship now with his disciples. But we're going to see this, I think, over and over again. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And he's going to come forward and say, whoever keeps my commandments, whoever is faithful to what I have entrusted to you, and so on and so forth. This kind of line, not of reasoning, but this kind of line of thought. And then here in the end, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, is sent to you, will teach you everything. This is a future reality now, and remind you of all that I told you. That future reality of the Spirit being sent is the reality that we live in today. We live in both the reality of what Jesus entrusted to his apostles and the word that is spoken by the Spirit. Now, we have to study the faith, yeah, especially those parts that we think we know, especially the parts that we think we disagree with. We have to study those parts of the faith. We also have to have a relationship with the Scriptures, especially a relationship with Jesus as he is presented in the Scriptures, as he leaps off the page of the Scriptures. And then we have to have a relationship with the living God, the Jesus, again, who leaps off of the pages of the Scriptures, the Jesus who entrusts his Spirit to us, the Holy Spirit of God, that is given us, that speaks then in the depths of our hearts. And this is where I think we do well to focus on this command, the instruction of Jesus about whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. We know from this weekend, we have life on the vine. We draw our life from Christ. We are branches on the vine. We draw our life from him. If we are to have fruit and blossom at all, it's because we are so closely united with Jesus that we are drawing our every breath from him, spiritual or otherwise. We're drawing our every breath from him. He, then, we should expect that Jesus is going to speak into our hearts and into our lives. We should expect that. And we should have some experience with that. If you don't, then let's have a chat about it and let's figure out how to make that happen. But we should have some experience of the Holy Spirit's prompting in our hearts and our lives. And when the Holy Spirit prompts, we follow. When we hear, we obey. My friends, obedience is everything. Obedience is everything in a Christian life. I'm not talking about your obedience to me. I'm talking about your obedience to Jesus. We are in that close relationship with him, that intimate union with him. This is his, we're here, of course, for ourselves, but we're here for him, his plan, the renewal of his world, one heart at a time, right? We're here to be part of something greater than ourselves. We're here because he's called us. So we hear in the Eucharistic prayer, he's summoned us. And we offer him then our hearts and our lives. But offering him our hearts and our lives here only makes sense in the context of offering our hearts and our lives wherever we go, wherever we are. And we offer our hearts and our lives to him chiefly through obedience. So Lord, what is it you're asking me to do today? And give me the courage to follow you wherever you lead.